Yes, it is all about the children, even after they're born. Rick Smith. Silent teacher, hold my hand.
Lead me to the promised land. I go. So the Pennsylvania legislature passed some legislation recently that will get guns out of the hands of domestic abusers by requiring those convicted of certain domestic violence crimes or those folks with PFAs, for protection from abuse orders, to surrender any guns they own within 24 hours to law enforcement, to an attorney, or to a certified gun dealer, you know, for safekeeping. Now, we don't want them to fall into the wrong hands, because currently the law allows for potential abusers, people who have been convicted or have PFAs, to hold on to their firearms for just 2 months, for 60 days. What could happen in those 60 days? And if when they do have to turn them over at 60 days, they can give it to family or friends or someone where maybe they have access. And it's no wonder, according to the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, that of the 1,262 people who have been killed in domestic violence cases from 2017 to 2007 to 2017, almost 699 of them died because of gunfire. So good on the Pennsylvania legislature for doing something there. Also today, the weird thing came out, and it's something I've been railing about for a while. The legislature has changed its view on the standardized tests as a graduation requirement here in the Commonwealth, which is why I've asked Chris Lilienthal to come talk with us. Chris is the Assistant Director of Communications with the Pennsylvania State Education Association, PSEA. Chris, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
So walk me through this. What did the State House do today? I mean, I've been saying that these Keystone exams as a measure of graduation is ridiculous. What'd they do today?
Yeah. Well, let me just back up and explain. For more than a decade, our members, the educators and the support staff and the nurses and the folks who work in our public schools, have been raising the alarm bells about the impact of high-stakes testing like the Keystone exams. We know, and we have known for a long time, that this is not the best way to measure a student's record of accomplishments, especially when you're looking at a standardized test as a graduation requirement. That's a big deal, and it's a lot to place on one single test. So what the legislature did today, the State House to be specific, they passed legislation, Senate Bill 1095, and what this is going to do is it's going to give students multiple options to demonstrate their readiness to graduate from high school. You may remember a few years back, the State Board of Education put into place the graduation requirement for the Keystone exams, and then lawmakers, recognizing that this could be a problem, passed multiple moratoriums delaying that graduation requirement.
Right.
So kids take these Keystone exams, but they have not been a graduation requirement up to this point.
Well, most kids, because we opted our kids out of these tests, you know, years ago.
Sure.
We've been doing it for years because, I think they're stupid. And two, you know, the original intent of them, in my view, was to defund the schools. So I wasn't playing the game.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And a lot of parents have made that choice. And so what we're looking at is we're trying to see what happens when the moratoriums end, when the Keystones come back. And so Senator Tom McGarrigle from Delaware County, he introduced this legislation. It passed unanimously in the Senate. It passed today unanimously in the House. It's got to go back to the Senate for a concurrence vote. But what's happening here is we're telling students that you have multiple ways to show that you are ready to graduate. So if you aren't, if standardized tests aren't your thing, and who, you know, what kid really loves standardized tests, right? If standardized tests aren't your thing, there are other ways that you can show your readiness. For instance, you could present evidence from a career portfolio, which is something that students have to put together in high school, showing, you know, what their career plans are. You can put forward evidence of that, and if you line up a job that is connected to your career portfolio, that along with your grades at school, would be enough to satisfy that requirement. Kids who are headed to service in the military have to take an entrance exam in order to enlist. That exam, along with passing grades on your report card, would be enough to demonstrate your readiness to graduate from high school. There's provisions for kids who take career and technical education to demonstrate their readiness through project accomplishments in their career and tech classes. So there's a lot of pieces to this bill, and the goal really was to make sure that we are meeting students where they are and not trying to impose some one-size-fits-all approach on them.
Well, let me ask this stupid question here, because maybe it's just that I'm old. What happened to, I made it all the way through, I got good grades, I passed my classes through 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I satisfied the requirements for each of those classes through each teacher that I came across. I gained a sufficient number of credits and the classes that I needed to graduate. What happened to that was enough?
Yeah. Well, I mean that still is very important, and all of these options here still do, students are still, responsible for the work that they do in their school and showing that they have met all those requirements. There is additional work here. There is additional evidence that is being sought. I do think that it is, it's a way for students to be able to show a little bit more what they've done. Now with this Senate Bill 1095, there's more opportunities to, make it fit to what the student has done in his or her academic career and really kind of show that they are ready for graduation, they are ready for what lies ahead, whether it's college, whether it's an apprentice program, whether it's a career. I think it's just giving them that little bit of extra step that they need to be successful. I mean, that's what this is about. We want to make sure that there's a pathway to success for every kid coming through our public schools.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of that, but it just sounds to me like we're heaping another thing on top of of these kids, that I didn't have. I mean, I think back to when I went to high school, it was enough just to go to class and do your work and then to be able to pass on to the next level, and that was enough.
Yeah.
I keep looking at all these other things that we keep heaping on kids and keep going, when do we stop? And I'm thrilled that this high-stakes test is out the window for some. If that's the path you want to take, good for you. But, because, we've been saying this for a while, my wife and I, because our kids don't take the tests. What happens at that last moment when they're presented with this, oh my gosh, if I don't pass this single thing, if I don't do this one thing, all of the 12 years, 13 years I've been doing this, out the window.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And that was obviously one of the main reasons we were so concerned, why many other education advocates were so concerned when we were looking at the Keystone exams as a pass it or don't get your diploma, presentation. We have been working with a lot of different groups, a lot of different lawmakers from both parties to try to get to a better place than that. Is it a compromise? Absolutely. But is it going in the right direction? I do think it is, and in conjunction with some of the other steps that Governor Tom Wolf has taken to scale back the PSSAs for the younger kids. I'm sure you got strong opinions about the PSSAs as well, as do our members. And so we've been really happy to see Governor Wolf listening to educators and coming in and saying, we shouldn't be spending this much time on these high-stakes tests. Kids do better when they're in the classroom learning. Teachers do better when they're in the classroom teaching.
No, and what it does, sadly, and look, we've participated in our kids' classes throughout the years, and, I've watched as everything has been focused at just that 2 weeks, we got to pass the test. And, I remember, and I'll tell the story again, I remember the first year we opted my oldest daughter out, and, it was my wife told me that, she was play teaching with the other two kids, and, her two younger siblings, and she was saying, look, you got to pay attention. We got to pass these tests because if you don't pass the test, they're going to take money from the schools. They're going to close the schools. And you go, where's this coming from a fifth grader?
Yeah.
And it's coming from the classroom and the pressures that were placed on these kids. And I just, we're not playing this game.
Yeah. I think we've gotten to this place in large part because too often these decisions are made in rooms where no educators are at the table, where the parents like yourself and myself as well. I have two young kids in grades 7 and 4 in the public school system. They weren't at the table. And so what's happening now is we're finally making our voices heard, because maybe we weren't at the table, but we're still pretty loud. And we are seeing some change, but there's certainly a lot more to achieve.
Right.
And I do hope that Governor Wolf will continue to talk with us and continue to hear what we have to say and take our concerns to heart.
Yeah. Now, the plan is he's going to sign this legislation, right?
He is supportive of this legislation, yes.
So going forward, that's going to be the law. And people like me who are, we've opted the kids out of these tests. You know, at the end, they're going to be slapped with this giant thing. We don't have to worry. There'll be other avenues for them.
Yes, there will be. And, so the Keystone exams will continue to be one option if that's what students want to do. But there are other options, as they mentioned, demonstrating that you have lined up a job that's connected to your career portfolio, armed services assessment, career and tech projects can satisfy the requirement.
What if you're planning on going to college?
Even a community service learning program is an option as well for students who are community-minded.
Okay, what if you're going to college? Because you've named a bunch of areas where kids are taking alternative paths.
Yeah. So if you're headed to college, admission to a four-year college program satisfies one of the options, along with if you could also demonstrate that you're on the path with your career portfolio, that would satisfy the requirement. Yes.
So if you were accepted to a community college, to a four-year institution, that would wipe that away.
Along with making the grade with your report card.
Sure,
you also do have to maintain,
of course, I mean,
locally established grade requirement.
Well, of course, I mean, yeah. that's the minimum. I think for me it was difficult enough, but I look at this stuff and I go, well, what happens if you take the Keystone exam and you don't pass it? Do you just not get your diploma? What do you get in the event that you don't get passed through that?
So in the event that happens, you have a few options. You can retake the test if you want to go down that route, or you could explore one of these alternative options, such as if you're headed to college, admission to your college degree plus showing that you're on the path with your career portfolio would be one option.
Interesting. Well, I think it's a step in the right direction, and whenever anything the General Assembly does in this state, whenever they do it in a unanimous fashion, I'm always shocked.
Yeah.
So this is one of those days where literally shocked.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, does it?
No.
Yeah.
There's always at least one, and I guess Scott Wagner wasn't there. So, let's hope he doesn't become governor in November. We'll just throw that out there.
I will agree with you on that. I certainly would like to see the governor continue to be somebody who really supports public education and stands up for teachers.
Yeah, me too.
And workers.
But, Chris, I appreciate the time. Good stuff. Thanks for filling us in on this.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much, Rick. Have a good evening.
Good stuff. You too. Chris Lilienthal, Assistant Director of Communications there at PSEA, the Pennsylvania State Education Association. You can check out their website, psea.org. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You'll listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're working people.